Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I love the sound of applause. I have been in the financial services business now for 28 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 18 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on the show, we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now have clients in 43 states. And recently, Financial Times named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 300 financial advisory firms in these United States. Yes, and without our beloved and most valued clients, we would be nowhere. So all you clients that are listening right now, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you are, and if you are not a client... I like a kiss. Kisses are good. And if you are not a client, you should consider it, okay? We specialize in working with people that are over 50 who are retired or retiring soon. And you can go to our website. It is moneymatters.net to get all kinds of videos, podcasts, articles, sign up for our seminar, meet with an advisor, tons of great stuff on there. Moneymatters.net is our website. One of the things that we talk about, I would guess just about every time we meet with clients, is Social Security. It's probably the most important part of your retirement planning, I would think. And so this week, I want to talk with you about the rules for a divorced spouse when it comes to Social Security. All right? So let's go through that and then talk about some strategies that we might use. So first of all, if you want to collect Social Security on your ex-spouse, well, let me back up. You have the choice of getting your own Social Security or your spouse's, whichever is the higher, okay? Now, if your spouse's is the higher, and that spouse is one that you are now divorced from, and you want to collect on theirs because it's higher than yours, then here are the rules. First of all, you need to be over 62 years old. Number two is you need to have been married for 10 years or longer, okay? So if you weren't married for 10 years, then you can't. You cannot be remarried. Okay, and your former spouse has to be over the age of 62 years old. Okay, so those are the rules. You have to be 62, and so does your former spouse. You have to have been married for at least 10 years, and you personally cannot be remarried. So if you meet all that criteria, then you can collect half of your spouse's or your own, whichever is the higher, of your ex-spouse. Now, the thing you have to be careful, though, even though you can start collecting when you're 62, is that if you do collect at 62, you won't get the full half, okay? And the reason why is because if you're 66, you can get half, but if you're under that, then what'll happen is they reduce it because you're taking it early. So you'll get a reduced amount. And, you know, as I talked about last week on the show, if you start at 62 or under your normal retirement age, which is 66 years old for most of you, then what happens is the benefit is frozen and permanent. Okay, so you're locked into that lower amount plus cost of living adjustments, basically the lower amount for the rest of your life. So again, Social Security is complicated. There are lots of different ways of skinning the cat, many, many different considerations. You need to make those decisions properly, carefully. You need to think them out, and you need to talk with a professional that understands the rules. So what I would encourage you to do is to go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and click on the link that says Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, put your info in there. We'll schedule a time to visit with you, and if we can help you, fantastic, and if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Okay? Either way, there is no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And Bogey is right. It certainly is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. And you know, if you meet with one of our advisors, we want to talk about Social Security for sure, but we also want to talk about, we basically want to help you to design your entire financial plan. All right? Social Security is a very important component of that, but it's a component. We also want to look at your age, your income, your cost of living, you know, all those kind of things. And we want to make sure that we design a plan for you that gives you the best chance of enjoying what we call your retirement, your second childhood without parental supervision.
Cool.
Okay? We want you to go play. We want you to have fun, go to the beach, spend time with your grandchildren, go climb mountains, ride bikes. play golf, whatever it is you want to do. We want you to do that, and we want you not to worry about it at all. So how do you do that? You have to have a financial plan that you're confident in, that you feel secure in. And to do that, you need to have a professional, in my opinion, sit down with you and help you to get it done. So moneymatters.net is our website, moneymatters.net. Meet with an advisor is the link you want to click on, and we'll look forward to meeting you. And like I said, hopefully we can help you. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have our buy hold myth of the week, which is, hey, stay invested. Don't ever sell because you don't want to miss the 20 best trading days. Oh my gosh, is that one funny. Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave.